Welcome to month two, unconditional love and total self-acceptance. Set aside some time now where you won't be disturbed and make sure that your environment is safe and quiet. This guided meditation will help you to learn to simply be and to look within yourself with a mindful sense of calmness, with a sense of unconditional love, a total self-acceptance, which of course are the themes for month two, and that's what we're all working on this month. Remember, you don't have to have any attachments to anything. Just love yourself as you are right now. In fact, I want you to allow yourself to switch off from your usual mode of doing to a mode of non-doing. Allow yourself to do nothing right now. Allow yourself to simply be. Nobody needs anything from you right now. Nobody wants anything from you right now. This is your sacred space to just be. Allow yourself this time. And in fact, as you allow your body to become still and bring your intention to the fact that you're giving yourself this time today, you have honored yourself by showing up right now to do this practice of meditation. And by honoring yourself, that is a huge act of self-love already. And that act of self-love will radiate throughout your whole body. Think about that. Think about love radiating from the top of your head, right the way down your spine, down your legs, and right down to your feet. You are total love, unconditional, and you totally accept yourself just the way you've showed up right now. I want you to reflect now on your personal intention for your meditation practice today. Only you know what that intention is. What do you hope to receive from this practice? Do you have a soul question that you need answered? Or maybe you want to focus on the powerful I am exercise. In fact, you might just want to repeat the words, I am. Repeat, I am, like a quiet, gentle mantra. And just notice what words follow. I am. You might find from time to time your mind will wander into your thoughts, your fantasies, the future, your worries, anticipations, memories, whatever. But just notice that when your attention is no longer on the I am or your special intention of this session, just bring it back to the here and now. And you can always bring your attention back to your breath. Breathing in, noticing the breath going in, and gently allowing the breath to leave your body. Stay with your breath and bring your attention back to the intention that you started with. Or else simply use the mantra, I am. Being here with whatever feelings or sensations that come up in any moment is exactly where you need to be right now. So don't judge them. Try not to react to them. Just be fully here, fully aware of whatever it is you're experiencing. And again, if you notice your mind wandering, that is okay. Just go back to the breath. Go back to the I am. allow your body to sit here, not going anywhere, not doing anything. It's non-doing, it's simply being. Simply sitting, or maybe you're simply lying. Moment to moment, fully being present, fully being your true self, mind, body, and soul. You are whole. In this quiet space that will follow shortly, think about the theme of this month: unconditional love, total self-acceptance. Ask your soul, is there any old baggage you're carrying with you? Anything you can let go? Maybe there's some old hurts. Maybe there's something you need to forgive. Maybe there's a person you need to forgive. Maybe that person is you. Whatever it is right now. Remember, you can always go back to the breath or the I am. Okay, let's begin. To prepare for our meditation, I will ask you to allow yourself to enjoy this time and to just allow your mind, body, and soul to become still, to become one. Allow yourself to go within and become more deeply relaxed so you can connect with the wisdom and awareness of your true I am self. Make yourself nice and comfortable, and bring your attention now to your breath. I would ask you to gently close your eyes, or if you want to, you can simply gaze at a point in front of you. But focus on your breath. I want you to inhale deeply now and hold for the mental count of 3, 1, 2, 3, and exhale slowly. Again, breathing in deeply and exhale slowly. With each breath, you're feeling your mind, body, and soul go deeper and deeper into an expanded state of awareness. As you inhale, you're bringing more oxygen into your body. And as you exhale, it allows your body to relax more and more. Now, as you continue to breathe in and out easily and freely, you can feel yourself becoming more calm, more peaceful, more at one. With each breath, you're revealing signs to your mind, body, and soul that indicate that you're moving into a very deep, peaceful state of relaxation and meditation. Just accept whatever feelings or bodily sensations that come up in any moment without judging them, without reacting to them. Just being fully here, fully aware of whatever you are experiencing. Whatever you notice is what you're supposed to notice right now. And if you notice your mind has wandered off, just simply bring yourself back to your breath. Moment to moment, being fully present, fully with your pure, true self. Feeling your mind, body, and soul expanding into your full I am awareness. In a moment, I'm going to relax you more completely, mind, body, and soul. In a moment, I'm going to begin counting backwards from 10 until 1. When I say the number 10, I want you to close your eyes if you haven't already done that. And the moment I say the number 10, I want you to imagine that you're at the top of a small set of stairs. I want you to see those stairs now. The moment I say the number 9 and each additional number, you will simply and safely move down those stairs, relaxing more and more completely. And at the base of the stairs, you will see yourself in your completeness, mind, body and soul merged as one. And the moment I say the number 1, that's exactly how you will feel, at one with yourself, truly balanced, mind, body and soul. Number 10. If you haven't already, I would ask you now to close your eyes. 9. Relaxing and letting go. 8. Sinking into a more comfortable, calm, peaceful position. 7. Feeling safe and secure. 6. Going down, way down. 5. Moving down those stairs, relaxing more completely with every step. 4. Feeling truly relaxed now and fully at peace. 3. Breathing in deeply and calmly. 2. Feeling very serene and very safe. On the next number, number 1, simply imagine sinking into oneness, into the oneness of your being, becoming more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed, more aware. 1. Mind, body and soul, now at one, in harmony. You are in your true I am state of awareness and inner knowing. In fact, you are very clear about what you want out of life, and you know that you can get this easily and effortlessly. As you tap into your inner wisdom and soul signature, you truly know what your life purpose is, and you know now the direction you need to take your life journey in. All the answers are within you. Your only limitation is your imagination. And you now let your imagination go free. I want you to imagine, if you can, that you are an ocean. I want you to see the top layer of a vast ocean. Just see it now, where the sunlight is hitting the ocean and you can see the waves which are visible. I want you to imagine that the top layer of the ocean is your mind. Now move underneath them. What do you see? The vast ocean. Imagine the vast ocean as your body. But if you continue to go deeper, deeper and deeper down, you'll finally reach the bed of the ocean. It's dark, the deep abyss. I want you to imagine that this is your soul. I want you to imagine, if you can, that you're dropping a soul question or intention into your ocean. Imagine that the question is like a stone or little pebble. See it as you drop it, going down into the ocean, deeper down through the layers of your mind, body, and finally reaching your soul. Allow it to settle deep, deep, deep in the ocean bed of your true being and your soul. I will ask you now to ask your soul a question, or perhaps it's an intention or centering thought for this meditation. If you don't know what to ask, maybe repeat the words "I am" as a mantra. If you get lost, just come back to the question or come back to your breath. Nothing you do in this meditation is wrong. This is your sacred space. Now, shortly, you will hear a bell, And this is your time to let that question send ripples through the silence that will follow. Don't attempt to figure out an answer. Just simply accept each thought as it comes up in your mind. And let your thoughts just come and go, just like the waves in an ocean. I want you to dive deep into your ocean now. And if you find at any time that your ocean becomes still and tranquil, don't be afraid to drop another pebble or stone or question in and see what happens. Each pebble or stone can be a question, or as I said, it can be your intention for today. Or simply you can say, what does my soul want me to know right now? You will know what to do. This is your time. This is your meditation. Don't worry, I'll watch the time and you'll hear a bell at the beginning and at the end of the meditation. Well done. As you continue on now with your day or your night or whatever time that follows, contemplate the great insights and answers that you have received. Remember this month's theme, unconditional love, love without any condition, total, total self-acceptance. You've shown up today and you are perfect just as you are. In fact, you might feel inspired to write down a word now, a word that kept repeating, or maybe you feel inspired to journal a whole page, or maybe you want to write about forgiveness. Try to remember that no situation is beyond the act of forgiveness. As you release the past, as you release expectations of yourself or past hurts, you become lighter. You gain freedom. It's exciting to know that you're moving towards your true, authentic self. Moving towards your life mission. Listen. Listen to those inner whispers of your heart and follow the signposts. They're leading you in the direction of your soul. Your mind, body, and soul will make you whole. In fact, with each chapter of this journal, your own self-awareness will deepen. Your own love for yourself will deepen. Your self-acceptance will deepen. But your life will expand beautifully. It's an inside-out job. As you work on the inside, the outside suddenly becomes more abundant. And remember, you can always become just 1% better than you were yesterday. It's not a competition with anyone else. Never look at anyone else's life as a yardstick to how you should live your life. In fact, what you're doing right now is perfect. Every step that you are taking is moving you forward to living your best life. And you are living your best life right now. Have a wonderful day. Blessings and abundance.